Today I want to talk about the difference between a layer and its source. So I need to talk about the feature classes and the layers and really what's the difference between the two. And most of you guys might know the answer, but it's good just to reinforce this knowledge. And before we start, guys, I apologize if the audio quality is not too up to the standard. I'm recording this from my phone. I said I'd rather give you something rather than wait until I'm actually sitting in my office at home and recording something for you guys. So audio quality won't be that great, but apologies. I'd rather get something out for you guys. And with that said, let's jump into the podcast. What's up, y'all? This is your host, Hussein Nasser from iGeometry, where we discuss GIS and software engineering by example. And today's topic is the layer versus the data source. And I want to take some time to actually explain the difference between the two. And actually, I want to dive deep into each, right? So I like to start with the data source. So what is a data source, right? So this, think of it from your basic, right, shapefiles or CSV files, right? We have an Excel sheet with a bunch of fields, columns, and you have a lat long, and then somehow you convert that into a shape file, okay? And then your clients can consume this data source. So it's a table, it's a feature class, right? And that feature class is a concept of data source. Another data source is your same feature class could exist in, let's say, a file geodatabase, right? So it is still a feature class from perspective from the geodatabase, but it just sits different, right? It's in the file geodatabase. It's a different format. Another format is your enterprise geodatabases, right? So each data source has advantages, right? Obviously, if you go to enterprise route, you can access this information from multiple locations. Multiple users can edit your information, your table or your feature class, right? Versus the shapefile, it's designed for single user. You have the file locally on your iPad or computer, and you want just to edit that and you read that, okay? So that's the data source, okay? The data source can exist in multiple types, okay? So once you get the feature class, that's the data source. Now let's go jump back to the software. ArcMap, for example, right? Or even QGIS, right? QGIS. ArcMap, right? Or Pro can connect to different data sources, right? And then you can create what we call layers. So what is a layer? A layer is a representation of this data source, right? But the cool thing about what a layer is you can visualize that table, and then you can start do cool things on that table by defining this layer. So you can say, hey, I want to create symbology for my on this kind of field. I want to do scaling, right? That means if I am zoomed in into 1/1000 scale, I want these features to disappear. If I want to go all the way back, I want them to show back, right? You can hide and show different fields in the feature class. Remember, this data source is still intact. It is the raw data source that has all the fields, all the fancy rows, okay? But in the layer is where you define this. And this becomes like, this is the one-to-one kind of relationship where a single layer can have to point to a, there's an asterisk there, have to point to a single data source or is a single feature class. And regardless of where this feature class is, right? Is it a shapefile? Is it a file geodatabase? Is it access geodatabase? Is it on mobile geodatabase? Or is it an enterprise geodatabase? So you can start to think. So now you can quickly think that you can create multiple layers pointing to the same feature class, right? But each layer serves different purpose. So if I have layer one, let's say you have a feature class called buildings, all right? And then you want to represent, you want to show the commercial buildings in one layer, and then you want to show the residential buildings in another layer, and you want to define different scale dependencies for the commercial. You want to define certain fields, right? All these fields in this layer are visible in this case, but the commercial layer only have these kind of fields visible. And you can derive the editing experience as a result by just having these two layers, right? And think about this. You have two layers now pointing to a feature class, to one feature class. And then you can say, hey, I need another layer pointing to the same data source. So what do you do really here? What you keep doing is you keep duplicating layers, add more layers to essentially enhance your visualization. Okay? And that's possible. You can have 50 layers pointing to one data source, right? And that's absolutely okay. However, you have to think about the performance here. So you have to think about when you do that, right? When you do that, each layer is actually doing some sort of a query, right? And each layer you can set what we call definition queries. Like, hey, show me only residential building is actually a query where building type equal 1 or building type equal 2. And then you can just start defining the layers. But let's think about performance hits here. The performance hit is each layer now is doing a query to the source, to the data source. Whether this query is the file G database or shapefile or whatever, it is hitting the data source. And we all know hitting the data source is expensive, and you want to minimize that as much as possible. Okay, so if you have 50 layers hitting one data source, you're gonna slow down your system, right? So the client, the ArcGIS client, have become smarter and smarter and smarter and smarter with the years. Okay, it says, okay, if you're trying to like do different symbology on different layers, why are you doing that? Why don't you just do a unique value render? So you use one layer with unique value render, okay? So you can render on some other fields. So you can you can display the commercial and the residential in one layer. Hence, one query, more optimal, okay? Now it's like, you can only ask a question, say, hey, but I want to, for this particular symbology, I want to show it in this scale, and this particular symbology, I want to show it in this scale. And Pro now have this feature. You can actually beef up this different unique value renderer and to add different kind of scale suppression at each one of them. And then on 2.1, I think, or 2.0, Pro can even have the new concept of a layer called a subtype layer. I'm not going to talk about this today, but it kind of reinforces the idea of having one layer with beefed up functionality versus multiple layers, right? Which can degrade performance. Obviously, there are cases that still you need multiple layers, but with the advances of the technology, this is becoming much, much and much doable, right? So that's the difference between layers and data source. That's what I want to talk about today. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you guys have any questions, feel free to ask me questions. Just go to the Anchor app and leave me a voice message there. And I might use your question in my next episode. All right. And feel free to contact me, HoseNasser.com. You can find all my social media stuff there. And with that said, you guys stay awesome. Guys, see you in the next one. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.